This is Bird Note. 13 years ago, Dr. Douglas Gill, a professor of biology at the University of Maryland, received a telephone call. The caller, Dr. Harry Sears, was seeking guidance in converting 230 acres of farmland on the eastern shore of Maryland into wildlife habitat, especially for threatened and endangered birds. His question, is it possible, after 250 years of human alteration and intense cultivation, has the wildlife habitat been ruined beyond recovery? They set out to find out. Douglas Gill describes what happened.
Well, within 4 years of starting this grassland restoration project, what appeared was a magnificent complex grassland habitat, including as many as 260 species of plants that we know had not been present there before in the last half century. A second result, of course, was the instantaneous arrival, in fact, of many bird species that we hadn't anticipated, and they appeared by the dozens, by the hundreds. The grasshopper sparrows appeared. Bobwhite quail were responding and singing. Vesper sparrows as well. Now, recall that the owner and I both had assumed that things out in the farm had been ruined, but gosh, no, nature is waiting for opportunity. The reservoir of seeds proved to be inexhaustible. And in fact, recovery can happen and did happen very rapidly.
Learn more about the restoration project and its many partners on our website, birdnote.org.